Baseball Library for August 2nd.
Larry MacPhail was either a genius or a maniac, depending upon who you talk to. But one thing was certain, he knew how to fill a stadium. Like Bill Veeck and Charlie Finley, MacPhail would consider anything to promote his team. A colorful example right after this. When Larry MacPhail moved from Cincinnati to Brooklyn in 1938, he knew he was inheriting a weak Dodgers ball club. MacPhail was determined to rectify that situation, but he knew that building a winning team would take some time. MacPhail could abide the losing, but he couldn't stomach the empty seats at Ebbets Field. On June 15th, MacPhail's team was humiliated by Johnny Vandermeer's second no-hitter, but MacPhail enjoyed the game anyway, for it was the first night game in team history, and it was a sellout. A few days later, MacPhail made another splash when he hired Babe Ruth as a coach. The hapless Dodgers, better known as Dem Bums, weren't much better than before, but at least the crowds were getting bigger. On this day in 1938, the Dodgers and Cardinals played a doubleheader at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. It wasn't a great attraction as the Gas House Gang was beginning to run out of petrol, and the Dodgers were in the second division too. So the Roaring Redhead decided to give the twin bill some extra appeal. It was August 2, 1938, and MacPhail pulled another rabbit out of his hat, preempting the flamboyant Charlie Finley by the A's by almost 40 years. What did he do? Well, he played the first game of the doubleheader with the Cardinals with yellow baseballs. That's right. MacPhail's lemons, not Finley's oranges, were the first colored balls to be used in a big league game. Johnny Mize of the Cardinals had no trouble seeing the yellow ball. He hit one of them over the right field fence and out onto Bedford Avenue. It wasn't enough, though, as Fat Fred Fitzsimmons pitched the Dodgers to a 6-2 victory. In the second game, Dolph Camilli hit two white balls over the fence and the Bums won 9-3. New York Times beat writer Roscoe McGowan reported, a majority of the players and fans were in favor of the yellow ball, voicing the opinion that it could be followed in flight much better. Of more importance to MacPhail was the fact that 18,567 fans came out to see the novelty game and then stayed as the Dodgers swept the doubleheader. Now that's the way to build attendance. By the time the season was over, the Dodgers had drawn 750,000 fans. That doesn't seem like much by today's standards, but it was a full 250,000 more than they had drawn the year before. And it enabled the Dodgers to turn a profit for the first time since 1920. It took a little longer to rebuild the team, but by 1941, MacPhail had done that too as the Dodgers won their first pennant in 21 years.